From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Ag education is changing to keep up with recent advancements. National FFA Association CEO Mark Peschel tells Brownfield they are working with ag educators as agriculture and technology evolves. He says that means exposing FFA members to more science and technology uses in agribusiness to get them interested in a possible ag-related career. Peschel says there were 235 unique career opportunities in agribusiness last year. Now he says there's 255 only a year later. U.S. tractor sales continue to improve, especially four-wheel drive tractors. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers announced more than 92,000 tractors were sold in the first 5 months of 2017. For the month, sales of four-wheel drive tractors were up 26%. Combine sales, on the other hand, were down nearly 10% on the month and 13% for the year. In office for nearly 5 months, farmers are still waiting for President Trump's administration to take steps to address the labor shortage that many producers say continues to plague the ag sector. A recent press release from the Labor Department that promises to crack down on abuses of worker visa programs has raised concerns of some in ag, like the National Council for Agriculture Employers, Frank Gasparini, who says it implies there is widespread abuse in the guest worker programs, including H-2A. But the abuses, he says, are few and far between. With your Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.